Campaigners urge UK government to implement gambling levy. Groups advocating for gambling reform have written an open letter to the United Kingdom, UK, government asking them to carry out the introduction of the £100 million gambling levy that has been outlined by the previous UK government. Keir Starmer, the UK Prime Minister, set out the legislative agenda for his government during the King's speech in Parliament last week. Several measures relating to the proposed changes to the Gambling Act and contained in the ongoing white paper were included in the speech. However, campaigners pointed out the £100 million levy was not mentioned. The purpose of the letter is to clarify if the government intends to introduce the levy and also to lobby for its inclusion in any legislative changes to the Gambling Act. The new Labour government has reiterated that it is committed to ensuring responsible gambling and creating a safe environment for gamblers. Quote, "As stated in the government's manifesto, we are absolutely committed to reducing gambling-related harm. We will ensure responsible gambling and strengthen protections for those at risk." Spokesperson, UK Government. Levy to provide comprehensive treatments for problem gamblers. The proposed gambling levy described in the white paper would be used to fund research, education, and treatment for problem gambling. Some of these types of services are currently funded by a voluntary levy that gambling companies in the UK pay collectively. Additionally, provisions have been made in the white paper that will lead to the creation or expansion of dedicated addiction centres where vulnerable players or those at risk from gambling harm can be sent for treatment. There has been a push recently and included in the white paper to carry out evidence-based research into problem gambling and its causes. Another portion of the proposed gambling levy has been earmarked to be spent on education and courses that will reduce gambling issues before they arise and direct individuals who are at risk from gambling-related harm towards help and support. The campaigners behind the letter stressed they believe these measures should be implemented as soon as possible because they feel any long-term delay could cost the lives of those who are vulnerable or at risk from gambling-related harm. The gaming industry is bracing itself for the Gambling Commission report that is due imminently on its survey on problem gambling. Initial indications are it will say the issue with problem gamblers is higher than originally thought. Quote, "For years, the gambling industry exerted influence over the research, prevention, and treatment of gambling-related harm by providing inadequate funding through a voluntary system. Opening square bracket ellipsis closing square bracket. This commitment has received support from all sides of the political debate, as well as leading NHS clinicians and academic experts." Statement. Open letter from campaign group.